AgBioScience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
Where do you go to learn more about food farming and energy? You come to Connor Prairie. You come to Indiana, right? And we're in the center. So I'm going to say it out loud so that we can make my dreams come true, is I want this to be the Smithsonian of the Midwest focused on food and agriculture.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinova CEO, Mitch Frazier.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. The power of experience is undeniable. The context it creates, the insight that it develops, far more than can be accomplished by simply reading. Benjamin Franklin, one of our nation's founding fathers, I think said it best. He said, "Tell me and I forget. Teach me and I'll remember. Involve me and I'll learn." One organization is bringing Benjamin Franklin's focus on experiential learning to Ag Bioscience, and their director joins us now. Welcome, Rhonda Hamm, Dr. Rhonda Hamm, Director of Food and Energy Experiences at Connor Prairie. Rhonda, welcome to Ag Bioscience.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure being here. I'm super excited to talk more about the food, farm, and energy experience.
It is going to be an amazing endeavor, amazing journey from what you have developed and the work you're leading. Rhonda, you are a scientist. You're a PhD, hold a PhD in entomology. Before we jump into experience, I think it's important to set the table here as we try to figure out why experience matters. We have to talk about what the focus of that experience is. You've been in biology for two decades. Give us an idea. How have you seen biology evolve to accelerate innovation here over the past couple decades?
Science continues to evolve, as well as the tools and techniques that we have available for us to do our science. And so over, you make me sound old, two decades, man, but it has been. And so I'm going to embrace that experience, right?
That's right.
And
own it.
I'm owning it. And so I'll go back to when I was in graduate school and just give you an example of how much things have changed. So when I was in graduate school, I was studying houseflies, specifically a gene that could land on any of the chromosomes within the genome. And so my work was to take individual housefly pairs, cross them, get offspring, then back cross them, and then phenotype hundreds of thousands of flies. With today's technology and the quickness and ease of genomes, I could have done that work so much faster and easier. Again, the evolution of what are the tools and the techniques and where have they brought us to, I think is so important to continue the science moving forward, as well as the questions we're able to answer and ask. And I've seen that from the tools that biotechnology uses, moving to gene editing, right? There's still tools that can be used in a variety of ways. And I think we're still just barely scratching the surface of how we can use these tools and where they'll be useful and what kind of products will come out of them. So that's the exciting part. That's the thing that science is continuing to learn from itself. That's one of the things that got me interested in science, is all the questions that I could answer and the things that once you answer a question, there's just five more questions that come about and how we can actually use those to solve real world problems and make things more profitable, better, easier, faster, all of those things.
Well, as you look at just that evolution, right? The acceleration that you've seen, it's magnetic, right? It's one of these things that you just want to shine a giant spotlight on and say, look, if you're looking for a career, this is a place. We're going to get into what you're leading. But like when you look at that acceleration of innovation, are there two or three things that bubble up that you say, gosh, I just want everyone in the world to know about this?
Oh, geez. I think there's a couple things. So some are actual tools and techniques, and I don't think we've even figured out how to use them right yet and where we can use them. It's kind of limitless. So AI is a great example of that, right? I mean, it's coming up. We're all hearing about it. We're starting to use it and sprinkle it into things here and there. But I think it's just going to get better, right? It's just going to help us move forward faster. It's going to learn more. We're going to learn more about how to use it. And so that's one of those tools and techniques, I think, that'll continue to evolve and grow in use cases. The other one is science is just amazing because you don't know what you don't know. And so there's always something to ask and something to learn. And we can't sometimes even imagine what it's going to be in the future. So the opportunities for people that are coming into sciences now, like they're going to have careers and jobs that I can't even tell you about because I just don't know. I don't have the imagination to dream it up yet. And so that's the other thing that's super exciting, is that there's just so much more to learn.
That spark feels like what is this driving force, the tailwind behind what you're leading at Connor Prairie, this idea of creating experiences that make ag bioscience, that make science accessible. You got to share more. Give us an idea of what you're working on.
So the food, farm, and energy experience at Connor Prairie is going to bring all of those things together. We want the innovation. We want scientists there talking to the general public. We want people engaged in, hey, I'm just curious and want to explore more. Come, experience it. See what is of interest to you. See what sparks your interest and your desires to learn more. I think that's what it's all about. And so we're really trying to create opportunities for people to understand that, you know, we have this nostalgia about agriculture. It's this farm, it's this lovely setting, and we will have that. But we want to make sure that it's modern, it's innovative, it's cutting edge. We want to show the automation, the technology, the robotics, the science behind and inside of the plant, everything from animal agriculture to plant sciences and everything in between, including the supply chain. I think that's something, again, that we tend to think of agriculture and we think of farmers, and farmers' stories will definitely be told here. We want to share those stories, but we also want to tell the stories of how do things, I've been using the term from grower to grocer. So we've seen farm to table a lot, and we think of, I'm going to sit down to a meal. And that's one way, again, to get people talking about food, is to share a meal, right? We all can relate to that. We all have very special meanings behind food, whether that's celebrations or whatnot. And so that's a way to get people to the table to start talking. But I really want to take that conversation from, like I said, the grower to the grocer, where that's something we all relate to, right? We may not be able to go out every night out to eat, but we are eating. And so how do we make decisions at the grocery store? What does those decisions mean? Even if I have nothing to do with agriculture, the reason you're picking that versus something else means something to the farmer, to regulators, to our industry. And so want people to have that understanding. And then hopefully we'll also inspire them to see, hey, there's a place for you in this industry, that it's not just a farmer. It can be. That's a great career path. But there's things like supply chains. There are food scientists. There are entomologists. I'm going to be a little biased on that. And so, you know, we're going to create experiences for you to really see what is it like to be one of those. So, for example, let's use entomology. You could come to the site, get a little packet of tools, and go out and be an entomologist for a day and see what that looks like. Bring things back into our lab and say, what did you find? What does it mean? And why should we care? I think that's one of the biggest questions and biggest things that we want to get to, is why does all this matter, right? We want to make sure that people are fed, people have access, and that it's affordable. All of those things come into play with the how we do our business.
We're going to dig into what that will look like at Connor Prairie and maybe take a peek around what's coming up in the future. We'll do it right after this. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
From berries to dairies, from crop advisors to data analyzers, Indiana Farm Bureau is at the forefront of the top issues impacting Indiana agriculture. No matter your role in the ag industry, Indiana Farm Bureau membership means you'll always have a champion and an advisor. And because so much of your time is focused on your own enterprise, it's also good to know Indiana Farm Bureau is always working to fight for the future of agriculture. We come together to advocate for rural viability, the protection of property rights, competitive tax policies, and against burdensome regulations. Whether our members need a door opened, an impact in public policy, or an ally to strengthen their communities, Indiana Farm Bureau is there. We are the unified voice for all agriculture. To learn more about the benefits of Indiana Farm Bureau membership, go to infb.org.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience, talking with Dr. Rhonda Hamm, Director of Food, Farm, and Energy Experience at Connor Prairie. Rhonda, we were just talking about this magnetic pull that you're creating with the new conservation campus at Connor Prairie. Connor Prairie, just located outside of Indianapolis, Indianapolis Metro, up in Noblesville. For those that don't know, give us a flyover of what you could expect to see. What is there today? And what will this new experience, where we're bringing a focus to ag bioscience, what will it look like?
So let me start with what's there today. It's a farm. It's the historic Eli Lilly farm. It's an experimental farm that he started because he wanted to, quote, get a little agricultural experience. For those of you that know the story, that's what eventually became Elanco, right? And so that legacy lives on. We want to continue that experimental attitude and philosophy. The farm started in the 1930s and has grown. In the 1940s, he sort of changed methods and started running it more like his pharmaceutical business with the innovation and experimentation focus with mostly animal breeding. And so we will have animals on site to sort of continue that legacy with animal agriculture and talking about genetics and breeding and what that means for animal proteins. So that's kind of where it started. We have the original farm office that his farm managers operated in. So that'll be kind of the historic centerpiece to the site. We're actually in the process of starting renovations for that. So that's one of the first things you'll see kind of coming along and developing on the site. Another thing that we're adding this year is our community garden. So we're trying to get representation of what agriculture looks like around the U.S., not just here in Indiana. Obviously, we'll represent Indiana well because we are in Indiana. We have the climate, the soil types, you know, that's where we are and what we will have to work with. But we really want to represent all of U.S. agriculture within this facility. So that's what you can see coming along is buildings being built, experiences being created. The topics will range everything from, again, that global connectedness of our agricultural industry. You know, that's why we can get bananas here in Indiana year round, right? As we have those great partnerships around the world with farms and distribution channels to make that happen. Talking about all that, what does farming look like around the world, right? It doesn't all look like the row crops that we will have. You will see row crops of corn and soybeans on our facility, but you may see an urban garden. You may see in some of the buildings, spices. And what does it look like when you walk into a spice market in India, for example? It's a different experience than what you would have here in some of our grocery stores. And so creating those experiences, again, there is not going to be a lot of things that you don't do while you're there. So if you're interested in engineering, you know, we have a place for you. You can check out some of our heavy machinery and equipment and figure out what is behind, what are all the systems behind that? Not just what you do in the cab, but what about everything else that's gone into creating that piece of equipment? There will be opportunities for you to become a food scientist. If you want to learn more about food preparation, maybe take a class about learning a new recipe. Maybe you're not so much into the cooking, but you really like eating. Well, let's sit down and have some new taste tests and see what are the new flavors that'll be coming out for fall or spring or summer. And so those are the kinds of things that we're thinking and wanting to build into the experiences that are possible to get people engaged.
You and the team at Connor Prairie have really built this experiential learning platform. It's been part of Indiana's history. I love the dating back to Colonel Eli Lilly. Army Colonel Eli Lilly, for those playing along at home, and what he's created. I mean, most valuable human pharma company, his legacy continues in Elanco. We'd also even see it in Corteva, if you sort of follow the tree down. As you look at beyond education, what I think is really interesting about this campus, you clearly have a play here of education and bringing new folks in, but you're also looking at companies, you're looking at innovators, entrepreneurs. Share more about how you see innovation accelerating, not just education.
We want everybody to feel like they have a place at the food, farm, and energy experience. And so regardless of how you're involved in agriculture, come and talk to us. Let's figure out a way to get involved. We want to highlight your technology. So if you are a business or an operator or a startup that wants to highlight what is possible with your technology, let us be a part of that. We want to partner with you to explore that and share that. And we can be that connector and that convener. That's something else that's, I think, really important to me is how do we start the conversations between all of those that are involved? So not just the inventors and designers and developers and chemists and scientists, but the public, the farmers. Who's going to use that technology? Why is it important? Those are the things that, again, I think we can be that center and hopefully that home for across the country to say, where do you go to learn more about food farming and energy? You come to Connor Prairie, you come to Indiana, right? And we're in the center. So I'm going to say it out loud so that we can make my dreams come true is I want this to be the Smithsonian of the Midwest focused on food and agriculture. That's what we want to be. That's our goal. We're already a Smithsonian affiliate, so we have that connection with the Smithsonian institutions. They're a great institution of knowing how to marry that research aspect with public engagement. And we see that as being part of our future as well. And we have that legacy to keep hold of. We just talked about Eli Lilly and that legacy of being that innovative force. We want to continue that. You know, he did that innovation for the 80 plus years now that that site has existed. And we want to continue that and grow that into the next 80 and just expand beyond. Maybe he did a lot with animal agriculture. He also did a lot with pastures and that aspect of things. We want to just broaden that and bring more people along on the journey with us and the ride.
I love it. As you look to the horizon, lots of steps in this journey from where we are today to where you want to be when that pasture is out there, when you have all these crops and innovators out on display doing amazing work. What's needed to make this a reality?
Oh, time, talent, and treasure, right? I don't think that's a surprise to anyone. I will say we are super proud of, we have raised $17 million toward this campaign. This campaign is just getting kicked off. So that's a great place for us to be starting.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, we're very proud of that. We also know that we need more than double that to make this a reality. And so obviously we're going to be asking for funding. But on top of that, anything that you can do to share, here's the vision, here's what we're trying to do. If you are a startup looking for space, we want to talk to you. If you're a researcher wanting to do a bit more public engagement and community outreach, let's talk. We have so much there at the farm to offer. I didn't talk really about the site itself that much, but we're right along the White River. So we have a lot of agroecology options. We have soil science options. I mean, there's options for so many things to be done there and explore that we need all of that. You know, if you have extra equipment laying around, we're a farm. We need that too. I've been saying, like, I even need gators to get people around on the farm a little bit more, because right now that's all we are, right? We don't have walking paths. We will, but that takes time. And so we are hoping that we'll pull all that together and have a great facility opening hopefully in 2030, somewhere around that range. So it gives me 5 years, which is exciting and terrifying all at once.
I love it. One last question for you, Rhonda, is as people hear this, they get excited. They want to be a part of it. How do they learn more? How do they get engaged?
Reach out to me. That's probably the easiest, best way at the moment. You know, we'll have a lot of people starting to talk about this. Like I said, we're just kicking off our little campaign right now. So you'll be hearing more in the community for sure, but I'll be around. So I'm accessible on LinkedIn, or my email on the Connor Prairie website would also get you to me. So I'm happy to talk to anybody about how you want to engage, what we maybe aren't thinking about yet too. I'm all for feedback, and that's how we're going to have the best facility ever, is to make sure that we're incorporating the community's thoughts and opinions and needs into what we're building.
It's incredible momentum. Dr. Rhonda Hamm, Director of Food, Farm, and Energy Experiences at Connor Prairie, thanks for spending time with us on AgBioScience.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for joining us on AgBioScience. You can always get the latest AgBioScience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you get your podcast. And don't forget, while you're online, check us out at agrinovusindiana.com. On behalf of the entire AgriNovus team, I'm Mitch Fraser, saying thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
AgBioScience is a podcast by AgriNovus Indiana, hosted by Mitch Fraser, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of AgBioScience at agrinovusindiana.com.